In this bulletin, the death toll from a tsunami in Indonesia surpasses 800. A low voter turnout in a referendum in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. And in the National Rugby League, the Sydney Roosters win the 2018 championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The death toll from a tsunami that hit the Indonesian island of Sulawesi has surpassed 800. Officials say at least 832 people have died and another 500 people have been seriously injured since last week's 7.5 magnitude earthquake. Authorities warn the number of deaths could end up in the thousands. The first reports of damage came from the city of Palu, where essential supplies have been diminished and crowds of residents have turned looting. Save the Children Indonesia's Selina Sumbang says there's been large-scale damage.
Thousands of homes have been swept away by the tsunami. Buildings and bridges are also destroyed, and the number of children affected reaches into the thousands. Children are separated from their families. Communities are searching for their loved ones.
The Australian government says it stands ready to provide whatever help it can to Indonesia. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Indonesia is a very resilient country and Australia will offer whatever support is needed.
We stand ready to support the Indonesian government should they need our help, and we have always worked constructively and cooperatively through the non-government organisations, Indonesian disaster support agencies themselves, to make sure that if they do need our help, we're able to provide it.
No Australians are believed to have been affected by the disaster. People in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia have voted in a referendum on whether to formally adopt the name Republic of North Macedonia. But it appears the vote will not reach the 50% threshold needed to make it valid. The vote is one of the last hurdles for a deal with Greece to settle a decades-old name dispute that's prevented Macedonia from joining major Western institutions since it broke away from the then Yugoslavia in 1991. Greece, which has its own northern province called Macedonia, has maintained that Macedonia's name represents a territorial claim and has blocked its neighbours' bids for NATO and European Union membership. Macedonia Prime Minister Zoran Zaev is supporting the name change, saying it's a price worth paying. Nationalist opponents argue it would undermine the ethnic identity of the country's majority Slavic population. Casting his vote, Mr. Zaev was optimistic.
I believe very much that the huge majority will be in favour, because more than 80% of our citizens are in favour of European Union and NATO, knowing that really that is only possible through the agreements, through the building of friendship and through the open future for this generation, but also for the next generation of our country.
An advisor to US President Donald Trump, Kellyanne Conway, has stood up for the right of sexual assault victims to be heard, admitting she herself has been a victim. Ms. Conway was defending Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, the subject of an FBI investigation into claims he sexually assaulted women in his youth. A Republican-led committee has moved forward with his nomination to the bench, despite the inquiry, but Ms. Conway has suggested some victims may be improperly aiming their anger at Republican supporters of Mr. Kavanaugh rather than at perpetrators.
I feel very empathetic, frankly, for victims of sexual assault and sexual harassment and rape. I'm a victim of sexual assault. I don't expect Judge Kavanaugh or Jake Tapper or Jeff Flake or anybody to be held responsible for that. You have to be responsible for your own conduct.
The White House has denied reports it's micromanaging the process, saying the FBI is free to look at any allegations it deems credible. Australian Bernard Tomic has won the first ATP world title event in more than 3 years, beating Italy's Fabio Fognini 6-1, 3-6, 7-6 in the final of the Chengdu Open on Sunday. Tomic saved 4 match points in the final set to defeat the world number 13 in 2 hours and 15 minutes. The 25-year-old has faced criticism for a perceived lack of effort on the court, as well as his temperament, while the slump in form has seen him slip out of the world's top 20. The Sydney Roosters have defeated the Melbourne Storm to win the NRL Championship. The Roosters dominated the Storm 21-6 after leading 16-0 at half-time. The Roosters added drama to the contest just an hour before the game by confirming injured veteran Cooper Cronk would play. Cronk, who played with a broken scapula, says he was never going to miss it.
I have to give my wife a fair bit of credit because she basically told me, what are you carrying on about? You've just been given a chance to play in a grand final, so suck it up. And I basically took that advice and did it. So there was some injections. Yeah, there was some ice. Yeah, there was some treatment. But it was all based around these guys sacrificing something for me to come and play for the club. And that was my job of trying to repay the faith.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 22. Adelaide, more cloud, 23. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, similar conditions, 19. Canberra, sunny and 22. Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, mostly sunny, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, cloudy again, 24. Cairns, cloud with the slight chance of a shower and 30. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.